Today, as we near the end of the week, almost, well, at least this is Friday. Happy Friday to all of you. We're going to pray about businesses and contrast it with God's business. So we've got some good news to share with you about San Bernardino County. During the pandemic, the county created a group called the COVID Compliant Business Partnership Program. It was the first of its kind in California. And they created a way so that they could grant funding to small businesses to encourage ongoing compliance with their state health orders. They provided nearly $30 million to over 6,100 businesses who used the funds for rent, utilities, personal protective equipment, payroll expenses, and basically to keep their business afloat during the shutdowns and restricted patronage. Other good news, 200 places analyzed in the country, San Bernardino County and Riverside, because they look at them sometimes together, ranked fifth for job growth. And it was the only California metro in the country included in the top 10. Pretty amazing, huh? We also ranked among the top 100 best places in the nation for business and careers. And our rank rose 51 places in 2 years. So that's pretty good. But there are areas for prayer. Lots of cities that we've driven to where they used to have businesses open have closed. And in some cases, they're just abandoned buildings. That's an area that we need to pray for. Some local businesses are struggling to get back what they lost during the pandemic, get the same patronage, get the same amount of activity, and the most products because of everything going on. Smaller towns seem to have had more closures than the larger ones. And where there were buildings that had businesses flowing and they were boarded up, now there's an increase of crime. So Father God, we pray for these areas. We pray that those that have been hit, these small businesses economically, we pray for the real people who work in these places and provide for their families. We pray that you, God, would provide for their finances, give them creative ways to find sources and ways to reach the people in new ways. You are our creator, and you can, and we're made in your image. So we pray, God, you would give them divine ideas. And then, Father, we pray for provision. What steps should they take? Should they keep the business, make it smaller, enlarge it? What do they need? We do pray for the abandoned buildings, God, that they would be used for something good. We pray for people, again, real estate people, to look at these buildings with new eyes, fresh ways to use them for the community or for sharing it and using it for a couple of things so that would not be abandoned. And so we could pray, God, a hedge of protection around those buildings that no crime or vandalism or homelessness would occur in those places. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And then, God, we know that there is the Great Commission, which is, God, your business. And I want to share the story of these two women in 1949, Christine and Peggy Smith, 82 and 84 years old, respectively. They lived in Scotland. They were shut-ins, homebound. Peggy was blind. Christine was severely bent over due to severe arthritis. But they loved the Lord. At that time, in their mind, there was zero young men and women involved in the church. Not one young man or woman went to their church. So they took it upon themselves to begin to pray. They prayed Tuesdays and Fridays from 10 o'clock at night till 3 or 4 in the morning. Isaiah 44:3 became their theme song, and they prayed it back to God, believing that it was good to pray God's promises back, which is, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." They even got their pastor eventually with his church leaders to pray in a barn on Tuesdays and Fridays as well. Then an evangelist reports that approximately 100 young people were at a dance, just to dance. They had no thought of spiritual stuff. And this is what he says he saw in his own words. Over 100 young people were at the dance in the parish hall, and they were not thinking of God or eternity. He was not in their thoughts. They were there to have a good night when suddenly the power of God fell upon the dance. The music ceased. In a matter of minutes, the hall was empty. They fled from the hall like fleeing from a plague, and they made for the church. Men, women who had gone to bed rose up, got dressed, and made for the church. There was no advertisement. This was all done by God. God took the situation in hand. He became his own publicity agent. A hunger, a thirst gripped the people. 600 of them are at the church, standing outside. Then the doors open and the congregation flocked into the church. The church is crowded. A church to seat over 800 is now packed capacity. It's going on towards midnight, and I managed to make my way through the crowd along the aisle toward the pulpit, and I found a young woman, a teacher in the grammar school, lying prostrate on the floor of the pulpit, praying, "Oh God, is there mercy for me? Oh God, is there mercy for me?" And she was one of those at the dance, but she is now lying on the floor of the pulpit, crying to God for mercy. The question, are we praying for the conversion of nations and people in our county? Are we pleading the promises of God? Are we holding on until we see God answer our prayers? These women, one was blind, one was arthritic, couldn't even go to church. Yet they praised the Lord and prayed. I mean, people had to help them get to church. They pleaded the promises of God back to the Lord. We pray today, God, that future people in our county will become prayer warriors and wear our knees out as we earnestly look to you, Jesus, that you would be pleased to use us to make many disciples of Christ. Father in heaven, we're so thankful there is mercy for us because of the gospel. You've called us to worship you. That's our purpose. And we can only do that well because of your finished work on the cross. We give you our very desires that our churches would be prayer warriors and the people in our county would be prayer warriors. That together, Lord, you would make us faithful, obedient for the glory of you, God, and for the advancement of your kingdom, that we might see many come to know Jesus, because that's your business. In Jesus' name.